Hello everyone, good morning. It's another Sunday service, and I'm sure that you have been having a good time. Before I go on to preach this morning, I just want to appreciate everyone and remind each and every one of us how blessed we are. This situation have actually helped me to see and value the people we have more. We cannot afford to look down on ourselves, but we are a people destined to achieve great and beautiful, wonderful things. We are blessed as a people. This will be the last of the series, Faith in Action Ministry. We have had all three pastors preach in this series, and everyone have had one message or the other, beautiful, wonderful messages. And it has gotten us to this point, and the essence of all that has been said is that we get to the point where we all get to doing the work of the ministry. Every one of us has been called to serve in the Lord's vineyard. Every one of us is expected to put our hands to the plow and do the work. No one is to be left behind. No one should get into the church of God and warm the seat. You have been called, you have been created to do the work of the ministry. I remember a course I took back in school. It was about fire control. And for fire to burn properly, there needs to be the presence of fuel and oxygen. So part of what they taught us was that we had to put off fire. We needed to remove those things. First, you get to the base, you separate the base, then reduce the oxygen that is coming in and coming to burn. In fact, by the time you separate them, the rate of oxygen on the fire begins to reduce and it dies down before you probably apply water and all that. I said all that to introduce the message today, which is the last of this series as we wrap up this series today. And the title of the message is Keep the Fire Burning. Keep the fire burning. So let us pray. Our Father and our God, you are worthy to be glorified. I thank you because your children will hear your voice as I speak this morning. They'll open up their hearts to receive you, to receive with meekness your truth, and will choose to live by it, run with it, and commit their hands to the plow without looking back. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My text this morning is from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. I'll read verse 5 and 6. I actually really hope you have your Bibles with you as you listen. You also read and take notes. Verse 5, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Verse 6, the point. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. Paul was writing Timothy, one of his last letters before he died, and he was writing him or charging him and how to remind him how his family had a history where his grandmother lived by the faith, as in carried a cross and handed it over to her daughter Eunice, who in turn passed it over to the young Timothy, which he now charged him to fan, to flame the gifts on his inside. This may not directly express the title of the topic, but in no way is it different from what we are saying. While the course I spoke about taught us how to put away fire, Paul was charging the young man to keep the fire in him burning. Keep the fire in him burning, such that when we look closely at those scriptures, the root word there that spoke about keeping the fire burning actually describes a situation where you are hardening to fire to make it light up. Unlike what we were taught in school, whereby you separate the fuel, that is the materials that make it burn, so that it dies out. Paul was charging Timothy to say that hard to something inside of you to make the fire that is in you burn further. In this case where we have been speaking about ministry, it is clear to say that it is important that you continue, where the charge is that you continue to do the work of the ministry. If we want to look closer or look at the idea of the fire burning, we should take a look at the book of Leviticus, the Old Testament scripture that describes one of the offerings the priests are to make. It was a priest that required that the priest had to allow the sacrifice burn overnight. And they were actually charged to see it as a duty that the fire does not go off through the night. So they had to stay up. They had to monitor it. They had to watch it burn and burn and burn till morning without going off. If they needed to add more, they added more. If they needed to turn, they turn. If you have ever been at a campfire night or something, and you've had to start a fire, you see that they first arrange wood, they pour some fuel, they throw in the fire, and from time to time, you have to turn it, you have to separate so that air will come in. Sometimes you have to blow oxygen air into it to keep it burning. Basic understanding of keeping the fire burning is sustenance. You have to sustain the energy, the fervor of God to do the work of the ministry. It's basically about staying long. It's basically about having staying power to commit and continue to do the work of God, irrespective of the challenges of life, irrespective of the situation of things that come at you or that happens to you. The idea of keeping the fire burning is being sustained in doing the work of God. Amen. In relation to ministry, we are saying, this is a charge to you of how you ought to stay long in ministry. I've been privileged to see people being fervent in doing the work of the ministry, and somewhere at some point in time, they just fade out. I didn't say they lost their salvation, but they just fade out. They stop thinking about the work of the ministry. They stop doing the work of the ministry. In fact, the dreams, the plans, and all that we spoke about, they forget totally about it. Back in school, a friend of mine wrote a beautiful song. I heard the song once and it never left me. And years later, I sent the song to him, typed. He said, "What's this?" I said, "Do you remember this song?" He said, "Which song?" Oh my God. He had forgotten the fire of the fire was not burning anymore. He wasn't keeping the fire burning. He said, "Let's do ministry now." He said, "Oh, let us go and make money for you to do the ministry." Amen. I've seen people start a work and do not finish it. And of course, we have also had testimonies of people who have stayed long. Billy Graham started at the age of 17. Continued the work till he passed on. Kenneth Hagin, many like that. Oh, our own dear Reverend Adebayo, or Reverend Francis Adedeji, holding on the torch and doing the work of the ministry. Cannot not afford to not allow the fire burn to the point where we forget that there is work to be done and we do not do it. We have been saved to serve. We have been saved to do the work of the ministry. So the fire has to keep burning. Amen. It is important that you are faithfully doing the work that God has put in your hands to do. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 at the end of his life, says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Will you be able to say those lines at the end of your time here on earth? Will you have been considered a faithful servant who did the work of service God asked to be done? Remember, it is not about the big projects, but faithfulness even in the little ones. Little as serving tables, little as cleaning the church, cleaning the chairs, little as preaching the gospel, very important. It is not about having the pulpit, looking at the grandeur of a crowd, looking at the large crowd and being at the center stage doing it. It is not about being at the spotlight. Well, it is about being faithful with even the little things that look like the dirty work that you do out there on the street. Showing help to the less privileged, giving to the needy, praying with the sick, walking in love towards people who may never experience it, sharing the gospel with that neighbor, telling that robber, how Jesus loves him, sharing with the prostitute about Jesus who saved you, writing notes on Facebook that will turn the lives of people around. The little things matter, and faithfulness in the little things is much. It's not about the big stage. The work of the ministry is not about the big stage. It's about being faithful in little. And God wants you to be faithful. In fact, God wants you to be hot. He wants your fire to burn. He wants you to be hot always. Not hot and cold, but hot. Hot. Revelations chapter 3, verse 15 to 16. You see there how the church, the Laodicean church, was told that they will be. God said, I will spit you out of you, out of my mouth. Why? Because you are not hot, you are not cold. I would rather that you are hot or you are cold. Let's know where you stand.